Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey!
Heidi and Frank show. Coming up in a second. Is Phil on the phone? Phil calling? Def Leppard, he's not on the phone yet. He's getting ready to call us.
Yeah.
He's got a big show coming up. Def Leppard Rock of Ages tour with Poison.
God, I'd love to see that.
It's going to be at Santa Barbara Bowl on the 15th, which is...
tomorrow.
Guess we're busy.
Oh,
doing the Playboy Mansion thing.
Oh.
Look at that. But look at our options now, Heidi. Look where we've come.
Right. Too.
It's like, what are we going to do? You're going to Playboy Mansion? Yeah. See Def Leppard and Poison at Santa Barbara Bowl?
Oh.
That's a good really, life right there.
It is a good life. I'd really like to have
options
that.
Like yeah. that. So if you don't get tickets to the Playboy Mansion with only one chance left to win, coming up
this
in the 9 o'clock hour.
Good Saturday night.
Cruising up to Santa Barbara.
Heck yeah. That's what I'd be doing.
And check out Def Leppard and Poison. Wasn't Poison like one of your first
Frank.
Loves?
I told the Italian, I said, I don't know when or, you know, where they're going to be, but I want to go see Poison again in concert. I went several times when I was a kid, and I wasn't one of those people that would tour with band. You know, once I saw somebody, I was like, oh, that was good, but I never went back. Poison, I probably saw 10 times. Anytime I had an opportunity to go see them, big, small, general admission tickets, it didn't matter. I loved them.
I was a huge Def Leppard fan. And so,
yeah.
And I don't think they ever made it to my hometown of Terre Haute, Indiana.
You'll have to ask Phil.
I think when they came out, 1983, when they did Pyromania, I think that at that point they were just such a household name and ruling MTV and everything. Terre Haute was not on their list of, let's go down to the Holman Center.
Not even close to Terre Haute? Like, what was close that they may have come?
Maybe Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as Indiana concerts went, I mean, we had REO Speedwagon come to town.
Deer Creek Music Center.
But Deer Creek.
That's like outside Indy, isn't it?
That's where I saw Steve Miller. But Phil's on the phone. We have Phil calling on the phone with us from Def Leppard. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Phil.
We're good, man. It's an honor to speak to you. I was a huge Def Leppard fan growing up, and to know you guys are still out touring and doing your thing and sounding and as great as ever is awesome.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Now, you had that big show coming up tomorrow at the Santa Barbara Bowl. It's part of your Rock of Ages tour.
Absolutely. It's the last date of the tour, actually. Yeah, we're in.
The last date. This is the last time.
Oh, you got to get tickets then.
We're done then, yeah. But so, yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's been a blast all summer, actually. All the guys in Poison, Lita Ford and everything, we get on so well with them, so it makes it a pleasure, you know.
How many cities were in this tour?
You know what? I have no clue.
That means it was a good one.
Spoken like a true rock star.
That means it was good.
Absolutely, and I don't even drink, so you can imagine. So, yeah.
Wow. But,
it's been really cool. Like I said, we finish off tomorrow, and... yes, you know, promoting the Rock of Ages tour. And
not only are you a rock star, you're also a guy who, you know, is all about charity work, which I love. And you have an organization right now for holistic cancer therapy. What's that about?
We're auctioning off a guitar that I'm playing. It's a signature PC1. That's my own signature guitar by Jackson. And I've been playing it all tour. And we're auctioning it off, and all the proceeds go to the Gerson Institute, which is in San Diego.
Okay.
And, 100% of it goes there. So we're up to 15 grand at the moment. Someone's put a bid in for 15 grand, so we're thrilled about that. And I'm kind of bummed about losing the guitar, but it's such a great cause.
And you've played this guitar in every city on this tour?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's huge.
That
you're a big Def Leppard
fan,
yeah.
That is a huge piece of...
Absolutely. And it's really cool. And like I said, we're trying to promote cancer awareness and you know, make sure it went to a good charity that actually, you know, knows what they're doing with the money.
Now, if I want to put my bid in, I mean, you said it's up to 15 grand right now, but
if I
want to put my bid in, do I go to defleppard.com or something?
You can go to defleppard.com or philcollum.com, and it'll go straight there. And then the Gerson Institute is Gerson, and they've got some stuff on there as well, and it's gerson.org. So, any of those three places, and you'd be good to go.
Phil Collin from Def Leppard on the phone with us. I remember growing up and just loving Def Leppard.
Sure, of course.
I did have the Union Jack sleeveless shirt that I would.
You didn't have the shorts then. You didn't have.
I didn't have the.
Thank God, yeah, Phil. Thank God.
I didn't go for the shorts. But
get you a bear.
That would be awesome. That would be the best. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I mean, my favorite Def Leppard song back in that time was Foolin'. I love that song. I mean, as far as like my favorite Def Leppard, I mean, I don't think that's number one on a lot of people's list for Def Leppard songs.
Yeah,
but I love Foolin'.
You'd be surprised. Everyone digs it. Everyone knows it, and everything. And we play it all the time because yeah, if we dropped it, there'd be trouble for us. So you know.
I mean, what is the song when you're out on tour that everybody that wants to hear? What's the one? What's the number one song that the fans are just like that you end the show with? Or what do you do the finale to or the encore?
Well, you always know that Pour Some Sugar.
That's mine.
The stripper and everyone.
Oh, you guys bring out strippers too.
that one always works. That's a kind of a cheap shot. Love Bites gets them going. You know, you see, and Hysteria. Obviously, there's a bunch of them, and you know, you start the song.
They just keep going. You can't stop. I mean,
yeah.
You guys could probably play a 10-hour show.
And I know, really.
And he's like, don't give anybody any ideas. I want to go home and take a nap.
Yeah, but let's see. What, tomorrow night is the last show of the Rock of Ages tour with Def Leppard, with Poison, performing at Santa Barbara Bowl. And that's tomorrow night.
God, I'd love to go to that.
I know. I mean, we're going to the Playboy Mansion tomorrow, Phil. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Like, Playboy Mansion, Def Leppard.
Maybe we could do both. Maybe stop in the Playboy Mansion, say hi, and then head to Santa Barbara.
Hit a helicopter.
Maybe get to Scott Reif. Get Scott Reif, our traffic guy, to come pick us up from the Playboy Mansion in a helicopter to take us to see Phil Collin. Oh my God.
That would be that.
You got the strings. They can pull the strings.
We're rock stars, man.
Oh my God.
Look where we are. We're at KLOS.
This is going to be the best Saturday night ever.
So what do you plan on doing? I mean, Phil, when the Def Leppard tour is done, and how do you relax? Do you have a hobby you're going to get back into?
Yeah, what does your downtime look like?
Yeah, well, downtime.
Oh no!
Did we lose him?
Oh, Phil!
Wow.
About my physique, and I do about the guitar playing or songwriting. So we're actually beginning working on a book, a DVD, and all that stuff. So
so you never stop working.
No, not really. No, I've got another band, Man Rays. We're working on the new single.
Wait, what's your other band called?
Man Rays. Manraze.
Man Rays.
Yeah, me and Paul Cook from the Sex Pistols, he's the drummer, and Simon Lattery from my old band, Girl. So it's three pieces.
Oh, cool.
We got a tour with a band called Ketchup. Ketchup and Man Rays. I mean, this is like a funny, it'd make a funny t-shirt.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah, we're not gonna do that. Yeah.
But yeah, so I'll be totally busy, and we're working on Def Leppard as well. So it's I'm a break from touring, but everything else is full speed ahead.
Oh, there's a little Man Rays. You found some for us.
Let's hear Man Rays.
Yeah, crank it up. Let's hear it.
Awesome.
Looks like I'm going to have to go download something now after the show.
So there you go.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Phil Collin, Def Leppard is on the phone with us. Do you want to take some calls, Phil?
Sure.
Yeah, we got some people calling in, some fans. We got Dave on line 7. Hello, Dave. You're on the Heidi and Frank show with Phil Collin.
Hey, Heidi. Hey, Frank. Hey, Phil. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
You too. How are you doing?
Doing good, man. Hey, I had the pleasure of seeing you and the boys with Man Rays last year. And, you know, glad to hear you're coming out with some more stuff. But, you know, great question I have, but I know that, you know, you guys released a couple of tracks that you'd re-recorded from the Hysteria and Pyromania album. Are you planning on releasing any additional tracks, re-recorded tracks, get them up on iTunes?
Oh, gosh. Did Phil's phone cut out again?
Oh.
Oh.
What'd you do, Dave?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dave.
Seriously,
now you
man.
Scared Phil
you show
off
up
with
and
your
Phil leaves because you start sounding like some crazy psycho fan who's like, yeah, I saw you, Man Rays. I saw you guys. Are we releasing any more tracks?
Oh.
He's like, I got to hang up.
Goodbye.
Seriously, man. Thanks a lot, Dave. He's gone.
Oh, no. Phil's gone. Dave's gone.
Is Phil gone? Dave's gone? Yeah. All right, so real quick again.
We have to go to break anyway.
We got to go to break, but go see Def Leppard at the Santa Barbara Bowl. That's tomorrow night. It's their last date on the Rock of Ages tour with Poison. And if you want a piece of rock history, be sure and place a bid for Phil's guitar. He's been playing it the entire tour at philcollin.com or defleppard.com. It goes to help out the Gerson Institute, an organization that supports holistic cancer therapy. That would be something to hang on your wall at home.
And know
with,
that it,
with,
yeah.
With some track lighting and stuff.
Talk
about a conversation piece.
And know that you're helping to fight cancer. So
thank you, Phil. Sorry we got cut off for whatever reason. I blame Dave. I will blame,
Dave, blame Dave
from now on. Yeah. Dave ruined.
Extra track Dave. I mean.
Dave ruined Def Leppard for us.
Never
Thanks, Dave. You know. Now they'll never come back. Awesome. Good job, Dave.
Blame Dave.